This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As one season ends, another begins. Going through my emails right now. The Newburgh Vipers. Fifth grade soccer team.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Spring soccer.
Bum, bum, which they do in bum, some bum, states. Like, it's like, bum, bum, instead of it being a fall sport, it's a spring sport in
they
some
just
places.
Do both.
Yeah.
No, well, they do crazy. That here.
Yeah, yeah. They obviously
like,
have it in
no,
the
for
fall.
Their, for their schools and stuff like that. Like,
well, I was just bitching to my mother yesterday that I played way too much soccer instead of baseball as a kid. Like, Mom, you put me in soccer when baseball was going on. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I've taken my son to do some BP, take some grounders out, you know, where we used to live in Beaverton, but it's been a little while. And he, you know, he was down for it for a bit, but the dude loves his soccer. He loves his basketball. Those are his two go-tos. I'm trying so hard that one day, maybe by the time he gets to high school, he makes golf his spring sport, but it's just it's not looking well at all. I got a few years to go, and we need a lot of excitement drum up before then, because right now, anytime I get him out to the driving range swinging the club, he just, one, I want to swing the driver and nothing else.
Yep.
Doesn't want to work on the wedges, doesn't want to work on the irons.
I want to hit dingers, Dad.
Oh, dude, I just want to, and then, but that's the thing, too, is like, even when he swings the driver, it's no passion. It's the big stick, dude. You got to have some fire in that thing, and it's just, he is just going through the motions, and it's like, all right, just step off. Let me get my swings in here, bud.
So my little dude loves to go into the driving range for, you know, for whatever reason, like, he'll bitch and moan about, like, hey, man, need you to go out there and get some dribbles. We have, like, the dribble up ball.
So
it's like it's like this yellow basketball that has like a little QR code on it, and it has all these dribbling workouts that kids
I think
do
you've told
really,
me about this before, yeah.
So when I tell them to do that, it's like, do I have to do that right now? Like, yes, bro. You know, but if it's like, or hey man, let's go out there and shoot, it's like, man, bro, I don't want to do that right now.
But get your ass out there.
But if I'm like, man, hey man, let's go ahead and get to the driving range, it's like, okay. Can I get my own bucket? Like, I mean,
dude, hell yeah.
No, like, we'll be here forever if that's the case, you know? That's why, like, the buck isn't that expensive, but bro, like, we're not there yet, but he loves it for whatever reason.
Hey, listen, I was there once too, as far as just getting going. I was next to a guy at the driving range yesterday, though, that I thought that he was going to shank one, like, right into my spine. And because he was in the bay right behind me, and you know, there's times I'm looking out, seeing where my target is, and then I see a ball like pass me, like 2-3 feet in front of me, going dead right, and I'm just like, oh my god, today's the day I die. Today's the day that I get absolutely crushed by a golf ball on the range. Luckily, we made it out of there alive, but I was scared S-less for a while. Man, want to talk about being scared last night? That Ducks game, that had me on the edge of my seat the entire time. I think up until that second overtime, no team had bigger than like a 6-point lead the entire game. Like Creighton and Oregon, neither team went up more than 6 points for all of the first half, second half, the first overtime. Like, it was just a back-and-forth affair, trading blows. And before we get going on the Ducks, I just want to say, Creighton, so annoying to watch them. They threw up 39 three-pointers. They clanked off, like, 50 of them, it seems like. How that math works out, I don't know. Don't do the math on it. But they missed so many three-pointers and just kept jacking them up that Oregon kept themselves in that game. And the reason they were able to keep themselves in the game is for two dudes, Jermaine Cousinard and Nafale Dante. With how this season progressed for the Ducks, the injuries and the up and down play, and if they were even going to make the tournament, for the run that they just had, and last night, those guys, not just those guys, the entire team were absolutely gassed, huffing and puffing. Like at one point, I remember they came across the half court. Nafale Dante with hands on his knees, like looking down at the ground while the game was going. And it's like, dude, there is a play happening right now. Dana's trying to set something up. And he was just like dying out there. Like
when you play 48 minutes, you know, like.
That, yeah, 48 minutes.
You're going to be, you know, huffing and puffing out there. And 48 minutes and was, for those 48 minutes, a man amongst boys, you know, for the most part, as far as what he was able to do on the floor. So I totally understand why he was completely gassed.
And Cousinard, again, like putting the team on his back offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Ducks, I believe, had 7 three-pointers made in that game. He made 6 of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of, you wonder, it's like, if they're able to get someone to score 15 points on top of what they did, are they able to pull this one out? But it really came down to that second overtime as far as scoring goes, and the three started to fall in for Creighton. Even their big dude nailed a three, and that was the backbreaker. I forget his name, but he was their center, you know, 7-footer.
Kalkbrenner, I think it was.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner. And then he nails that three-pointer, and that was one of the more deflating ones where you're like, oh, okay. And gas just ran out on the Ducks, but those two dudes especially, but this team, man, got to be proud of yourself for the way that you showed up and almost beat this really, really good Creighton team. And they come up short. The season ends. Pac-12, though, they've been representing really well in the tournament so far. But the Ducks, they were just right there. And you wonder if also, towards the end of, I believe, regulation, if they're able to get that ball inbounded to someone else besides Nafale Dante to hit those two free throws, you wonder if they come out of this one on top and go to the Sweet 16. But,
well, I think there's a lot of stuff to wonder. Like, you look at somebody like Jackson Shellstad from right here in Portland. Like, if he has a better game than what he has, he doesn't go 1 for 7.
If he doesn't go out at the end of that game with that ankle injury.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. It's tough.
If he's able to kind of get at least a few of those shots to fall, you know, maybe you have a chance to kind of gain some momentum and keep going. Like, but you're right. Nafale Dante, you did all you can. Like, I mean, do you remember, and not the same, but it was in the tournament. But the game that Greg Oden played against Florida, you know, in the national championship, it's like, granted, Ohio State lost that game, but everybody was clearly saying, like, Greg Oden was the best person on the floor. Like, what he was shooting left-handed free throws, blocking shots, everything. That was Nafali Dante yesterday. Like, when you put up, 28
And 20.
And 20, you know?
Should have been 22. They had two rebounds where it was same team rebound that went out of bounds, but you regardless,
know,
yeah.
When you're able to get seven offensive rebounds, you know, and be able to keep plays alive and things like that, like, that's a – those are things are huge. And, like, I don't know, now you start kind of wondering, you know, clearly, I mean, with Dante being a senior, does he have an NBA career? Probably not.
I was wondering after the game the other day against South Carolina, like, he was great in the Pac-12 tournament, but then seeing what he was doing against South Carolina, I was like, am I crazy or is Dante making himself some money right now?
Because the way
he's been playing is just on both sides of the court. Like, there's got to be some scouts out there that are licking their chops at just being able to be a rotational guy in the NBA with the way that he was playing and his size, his strength. Clearly got to get the conditioning up, but I think that's also just from him being a little injured and not playing as much this year, that will come in time. But I would love for him to come back one more year. I pray he does.
I think there's a weird stigma about upperclassmen in college to where it's like, well, why didn't you go to the league when you were a sophomore or a freshman? Because you weren't good enough at that point. And so there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores people would probably take before Nafali Dante. But when you have a kid who can, you know, for the season is averaging, you know, 17 and 9, it can shows you that he can go off for big numbers, you know, against smaller teams. I mean, the league might have some, even in the second round now, you can be something in the league.
Well, he can step out and shoot it a little bit too. So I would say like late second round. And let me chime in here really quick. I know we're kind of running out of time with this segment, but the Ducks game yesterday was really fun to watch, but extremely frustrating to me. I'm not trying to like bitch and say like I'm mad at the Ducks, but it was just frustrating for a couple of different reasons watching the game go along. The offensive rebounding or lack thereof was extremely terrible, and you could tell Dana Altman was pissed about that. And I've got to say, hey, props to Altman for being, remember what I said last week? I need to see some fire from Dana Altman. And I had to go eat crow about Dana Altman actually being a good coach. And you know what? I'm Team Altman. Seeing that dude basically, if you all need coaching memes, he is the coaching meme after all of those reactions last night, just flipping out on the sidelines when his guys weren't getting rebounds, when his guys weren't going up the court enough. He was trying to coach the hell out of his guys, but how can you coach two guys that are literally shooting everything and then leaving? I think it was like 0-4-12 at one point where the rest of the team throughout the second half, and Cousinard and Nafali Dante were just leading the charge. So that's not Dana Altman's fault. And frankly, I don't think it's Dante's or Cousinard's fault either. So extremely frustrating in that regard, but really good to see the effort from the Ducks that were healthy. And you're right, Rashad, if they had Shellstad make like another shot or two, I don't think they would have gone to overtime. If they'd even had Rigsby come in and shoot once, I don't think he shot like before the first overtime.
You know, kind of like Joe was saying, like it was a six-point lead for most of that game. So again, a couple of those shots go in for Jackson Shellstad, then maybe we're having a different conversation at this point.
Yeah, a little frustrating, but still a definite. It's positive to see the Ducks doing this with limited resources. Right. They basically had nothing other than their two star players last
year. And without, you know, Mookie Cook played, what, three games for the Ducks? Two games, you know, this year for them, and then was on the bench. You're talking about a kid who was touted as one of the top recruits, you know, in college basketball this past year. He played LeBron James in a movie, like, you know, so you can imagine what the Ducks could have been if they at least have one more guy on the floor.
And I do have to correct myself, because as soon as I said it, I was like, wait a second, because you did say that he was a senior. Dante, no eligibility left. I thought maybe with that, like, COVID season that he would maybe have 1 year. But Nafali Dante, he is done. So we look to next year, as the Oregon Ducks are now in the Big Ten in basketball. But man, yeah, it would have been fun to see them just one more game, because I think that they would have then taken on Tennessee, who had a close game against Texas yesterday. So it'll be now Creighton taking on Tennessee in the Sweet 16.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.